From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia has denounced President Donald Trump's decision to sign into law a measure sanctioning Moscow over its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election, a charge it has denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving bilateral relations and called it a declaration of economic war. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new UN ambassador.
I really wonder, is there anything in this world today which Russia is not guilty of? Some of U.S. officials were saying that this is a bill that might encourage Russia to cooperate with the United States. To me, that's a strange sort of encouragement. But it's not our habit to be resentful children and to be, to get offended with anything that happens around. We will not relent on finding ways and means to cooperate with our partners, including the United States.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump signed the measure into law in the interest of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions.
The president favors tough measures to punish and deter the bad behavior of the rogue regimes in Iran and North Korea, and he also sent a clear signal that we won't tolerate interference in our democratic process by Russia.
Russia has already retaliated by seizing two properties in Moscow used by Americans and ordering hundreds of diplomatic personnel out of the country. At least four people were killed Wednesday after a gunman ambushed a convoy of buses in South Sudan. Several others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack occurred on a main highway between the capital, Juba, and the Ugandan border. At least 14 people were killed in a similar attack back in June that was claimed by one rebel group in the country's civil war. This is VOA News. Brazil's President Michel Temer survived a vote in the country's lower house of Congress that could have launched a Supreme Court trial leading to his ouster over corruption charges. Congress voted 252 to 214 against opening legal action against Mr. Temer for accepting bribes. Peter Hockham, senior fellow at the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, said the Brazilian leader now has some political space to act on much-needed economic reform.
His victory is being able to push back against the country's attorney general and avoiding his case going to court. He is in a slightly better position than he was last week, but not very much more. His overall approval rating in poll after poll is below 10%.
Hockham said his proposals, such as pension reform, are highly unpopular but needed to reverse years of economic decline. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is rejecting accusations the vote in Sunday's election to create a new assembly was rigged. The election chief Wednesday denied claims by the British-based Smartmatic voting technology firm that turnout numbers for last Sunday's election on forming a new assembly were inflated. Tibisay Lucena, head of the country's electoral council, described the company's statement as both irresponsible and baseless. But the head of the British company said there's no question in his mind manipulation of at least 1 million votes occurred. Mr. Maduro said he plans to convene the new assembly Friday to rewrite the country's constitution to try to end years of economic crisis. In Afghanistan, a suicide bombing of a military convoy in southern Kandahar province killed two U.S. soldiers. It was an attack claimed by the Taliban, no official information on wounded. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson meets Asian leaders in Manila beginning Saturday during a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Acting Secretary of State for East Asian Affairs Susan Thornton said he'll seek to further isolate North Korea.
We continue to seek broad international cooperation to respond to North Korean provocations, and we call on the international community to enforce the U.N. Security Council resolutions passed to date, including the sanctions regimes within, and to drastically reduce their interactions with Pyongyang.
Tillerson may hold talks with his Chinese counterpart. Thornton said China has taken significant steps to pressure the North to give up its nuclear missile programs, but said Beijing could do more. Campaigning in Rwanda ended Wednesday ahead of Friday's election that longtime incumbent, 59-year-old President Paul Kagame, is expected to easily win. He faces two candidates given only a few weeks to campaign. In New York, the benchmark Dow Jones Index broke the 22,000-point barrier Wednesday, buoyed by a healthy second-quarter earnings report from tech giant Apple. The Dow has expanded 11% this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA
News.
That's
the latest world news from VOA.